This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the Free Trade Agreement FTA with the United Kingdom is the most comprehensive agreement that India has entered into so far. Addressing the India Global Forum UK-India Week in London today, Mr. Goyal said sky is the limit in terms of the economic benefits that will flow from the agreement. The minister reached the UK on a three-day visit to review the preparedness of both countries for the implementation of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, which will enter into force from the 15th of next month. Mr. Goyal added that the agreement will further integrate both countries into global value chains and open new avenues for economic cooperation and growth.
The United Kingdom Free Trade Agreement is helping our industry also evolve, go up the ladder, compete with businesses in the United Kingdom, complement businesses in the United Kingdom where we can work together in global value chains, supporting each other's economy, and together becoming a force multiplier.
India today hosted the 11th BRICS Energy Ministers meeting in Gurugram, Haryana, under its BRICS Chairship 2026. The Minister of Power said the meeting brought together energy ministers, vice ministers and senior officials from BRICS member countries to discuss key global energy challenges and strengthen cooperation in the energy sector. It added that the meeting concluded with the adoption of the 11th BRICS Energy Ministers' joint communique, reaffirming cooperation in energy security, sustainability, innovation, resilient infrastructure and capacity building. Marking a significant milestone in India's push for defence self-reliance, the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has achieved final operation clearance, FOC, for the indigenous Netra Airborne Early Warning and Control System. The FOC certificate was officially handed over to the Indian Air Force during a grand ceremony in Bengaluru today, cementing a major upgrade to the nation's airborne surveillance and network-centric warfare capabilities. Attending as the chief guest, IAF Deputy Chief Air Marshal Avadesh Kumar Bharti praised the indigenously built system, highlighting its proven operational reliability during critical missions like the Balakot strikes and Operation Sindoor. Samvidhan Hatya Divas has been observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June, 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. Vice President, Prime Minister and Home Minister paid homage to all those who stood firm in defence and democratic values during the emergency. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today met Minister of Petroleum of Iran, Mohsen Bakhmiyad, on the sidelines of the BRICS Energy Ministers' meeting in Gurugram, Haryana today. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that during the meeting, both leaders explored opportunities to cooperate in the energy sector. He noted that India remains committed to enhancing energy security through dialogue, partnership and mutually beneficial engagement. Government has hiked the fees for application of passports, with a 36-page fresh passport or reissue of passport now costing 2,500 rupees. The Passports Amendment Rules 2026 will come into force with effect from the 1st of July. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez has said that 164 people have died and 971 were injured after a pair of powerful quakes of magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 rocked the country. The quakes were among the strongest to strike Venezuela in more than a century and could be felt throughout the region. Buildings were evacuated in places as far away as Brazil's Amazon, about 1,700 kilometers from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. A state of emergency has been declared in the country. Ms. Rodriguez welcomed the remarks by Prime Minister Modi, who expressed his condolences and India's willingness to support relief efforts in the wake of the severe consequences of the earthquakes. In the FIFA World Cup, Curaçao will take on Ivory Coast in the Group E match at Philadelphia in USA today late night at 1:30 a.m. IST. In another Group E fixture, Ecuador will face Germany at East Rutherford in US at 1:30 a.m. IST. Later, Japan will take on Sweden in a Group F match in Arlington, US tomorrow early morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. IST. In another fixture, Tunisia will face Netherlands in Kansas City, U.S. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.